When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. He and Barrett were down in Virginia for Barrett was on a national lacrosse team. So they've been doing all of that stuff. So producer Dan is here and dance girlfriend Kaylee is sitting in this morning. And I'm grateful because I love having another woman in here.
Love being here.
Also grateful because sometimes y'all say stuff and then I'd be like, wait, now what?
So in you case, clocked it real fast.
She pivoted the whole show. She's like, hot route.
Real fast.
Yeah, Omaha. So in case you were not listening in the 7 o'clock hour when Dan and Kaylee were telling us what they did over the weekend, Dan said this.
And the last thing I learned was that Kaylee talks to both her mom and my mother about where she wants to get married in Wolfboro. And she's like, this is where I'm going to have the reception. This is where we're going to do this.
I have all the plans. Just got to find the guy.
And I was like, nobody told me.
I always say, that's where I'm getting married. Dad goes with
Tim. To who?
So needless to say, after hearing this, I had to stop everything.
Full stop.
Because I know how comfortable Dan is with talking about straight commitment. Love you, baby.
Oh, and
his eyes are fucking right now.
I know I probably need therapy for my commitment issues. But...
Listen, we all have the things that make us uncomfortable, and that's why we're all here today. But needless to say, how much of this wedding do you have planned, Kaylee?
Okay. I've always known the colors that I wanted in my wedding. This is without, I don't need the man in the picture. I just want to know the colors, what kind of the style is of the wedding, who's going to be in it. I know all that stuff. But now, since Dan and I have been together and I spend so much time at Winnipesaukee with him, I found all the locations that I want each event of my wedding to happen. So, my mom knows all of it.
She's got the menu, the venue, the seating.
And Dan, how does that make you feel?
I mean, it's crazy to just, you look down in the back seat and she's like, that's where the reception is going to be. And my mother and her mother are like, yeah, okay. I'm like, why? We're moving in together on Friday.
Right.
There's an order of operations to things. And she has an entire wedding planned that I wasn't even consulted on.
I'm just going to tell you what
time.
Okay, I'm
going to repeat myself. How does that make you feel?
Uncomfortable.
There we go. We're getting somewhere. Thank you, Kennedy. Keep it going, honey.
Do you feel, Kaylee, do you feel, playing like to both sides here, do you feel that perhaps this is too much too soon for our dear Daniel?
Well, it's technically, it's all in my head, and then I tell my mom, and then my mom will tell Nancy, and now it's just a thing that everybody knows now. So, yeah, but he keeps it light. Whenever I say, oh, my reception's going to happen there, he goes, oh, who are you marrying? Like, he'll honestly say that to me, and he keeps it really cool.
I don't see no ring on his finger.
I see nothing. All I see is an anxiety ring, and I do it a lot when I'm looking at all the reception areas that I want.
How's your anxiety ring, Dan?
It's fine.
Non-existent. Broken.
Kennedy, you were married once.
I was.
Once upon a time.
I was.
Did you have your whole wedding planned?
I didn't expect him to propose, I'm going to be real honest, because he was moving to Germany. You know, I thought that was it. But
he just wanted a travel partner to Germany?
100%. Yeah. But no, the second he proposed, I was at the grocery store buying Bride's Magazine. 100% I was. But no, I had nothing planned before because I truly didn't think that was going to happen. So do we have a binder full of things? Do we have a Pinterest board? Ooh. How far have we gotten?
I have a lot of screenshots on my phone. And I've had, you know, the old Pinterest boards. I have those.
All right.
Yeah, but not a binder yet. Not yet.
I feel like we're on a steady, good trajectory. We're like a year and 7 months together. We're moving in the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can cohabitate for a bit and see where it goes.
I'll just tell you what time to show up and what to wear.
617-655-1234. I'd like to know if you had the wedding plan before you met your partner. And before your partner knew about it.
Yeah, do I even need to be there? You got the whole thing planned without me.
Typically, you just get to show up, but that's just the way
it goes.
I'll
tell you what time to get there.
All right. Okay, Leah from Nashua. Did you have your entire wedding planned before you had the man or were engaged?
No. Oh, I did not have my entire wedding planned before the man.
Uh-huh. But
we're planned now. We're all set and we're ready for August.
How long into the relationship did you start planning?
Yes. Before or after the engagement?
Oh, before the engagement.
Ah, thank you.
That is wild. Yes. Well, Leah, honey, congratulations. We wish you all of the best in August.
Yeah, August is coming up real quick.
It is. Thank you so much.
All right, bye. Kristen from Dover.
Yes.
Did you plan your wedding before you were engaged or had a man?
Yes. Well, mostly, yes.
How much did you have planned?
The guest list, where I wanted it to be. Time of year. I was 38. I'd had plenty of time to think about this.
I feel so seen.
So you had it planned before you even started. Are you married now?
Yes, I've been married almost 25 years.
So were you dating somebody before you started planning it, or did you plan this all while you were single?
Oh, God, I had it all planned while I was single.
It's called manifesting.
You need to be prepared.
Thank you. I feel so seen.
I love it. Well, thank you, Kristen. Jane from Chelmsford?
Yes.
Good morning. Did you have your wedding planned before you met a
new partner?
Oh,
no. No, I did not.
Okay.
Thank you. Someone has some sense around here.
Well, I did get married at one point. No, I'm calling because a few years ago, there was this bet going on between Annie and Kennedy and Dan.
Yep. The wedding. Was it the wedding pool?
It was the wedding pool.
Yep. And when I was listening to the show on Friday and how cute you two are, I was like, Dan's going to lose the bet. He's going to lose the bet.
Well, did you bet on yourself?
I don't remember.
I bet on myself. I think everybody else bet on you.
Yeah, I was the lead favorite at the
time. I think you were. Well,
but
you know what?
Yeah, Annie's engaged, so she's running away with it.
Oh, I did not know that. Yeah. Oh, did not know that. Oh, well.
Well, thank you so much, friend. Thanks for listening that long.
I appreciate it.
Well, good luck.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm going to need it.
Bye. Right. you will, but it's okay. She's a good one.
Thank you.
She is a good one.
And Dan, I'd like to read you a couple of text messages.
Let's dive into it. Why not?
From the 617, I mean, technically, the historical order of events should be proposing before moving in together. So get on it, Dan.
Okay.
Keep them coming, guys.
And from the 978, she's moving in on Friday. Bro, you are screwed. She'll have that ring within 6 months.
All right. Good talk, everybody.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.